interwebs.
Oh. Oh, shit. Just hang up. Oh, it's going to be one of those nights. It's going to be.
Oh, stupid.
Oh.
Score report where technical problems are part of the game.
That's right.
I swear.
Score report. You get what you pay for.
We sign up for the content, but we stay for the technical problems. We're still live?
Yeah, we're still live.
Does everyone get to hear this shit?
Yeah, everyone gets
Yay!
To hear it.
Yeah, internet.
Even in the future, nothing works.
All right, then. Well, shit. Well, Brita's having audio problems, so I don't think she's joining us tonight.
She says try to add her.
Oh, okay. Good. And Brita.
No, that button, not that one. Oh, crap. That's it.
What?
Oh, no, you didn't push the button. Good.
No, I didn't push anything.
Jay, is it all your fault?
It's always my fault. Come on.
God. Can you imagine where we'd be if the world didn't have Italians?
Well, I don't know. We wouldn't have pizza.
But we'd have rocket cars.
That's true. That might be a good trade-off. Ships.
Just think. And that's stilettos. And I don't mean the heels.
Actually, we kind of do have rocket cars.
Yeah.
on the salt flats and all.
Did Brita join again? Let's see if I can add her again. There she is.
Talk about our new pope.
Do we have a new pope?
I want our new pope to be a Canadian.
Hello?
There she is. Oh, you sound great.
I sound great?
You sound awesome.
After all this fucking trouble with my computer and the headphone and the microphone and the stupid thing, I sound great on my iPhone.
Yes, it sounds awesome.
Son of a bitch. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yay! We have Brita.
We all love everybody.
I love
you.
No,
we don't. That's a lie.
Orgy!
Not in that way.
I platonically love my score report friends.
Thank you. So how's it going?
It's doing 10,000% better now.
Sure, now that, happy it's Thursday.
Now that we have the full compliment.
Is Thursday a special day for you, Weird?
It's score report day.
Oh, okay.
But sure, happy it's Thursday is one of them acronymy things.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like unlawful carnal knowledge.
I get it.
You have to take the first letter of each word.
That's right. I gotta thank Bob S for hitting me on that one. As soon as he told me that, I couldn't stop doing it.
That's a great one. I'm gonna use the shit out of that one.
Quite literally.
Yes. Sure, happy it's Thursday.
Oh, remember?
Hey, Weird. I was thinking about you today.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I learned today that sea slugs have disposable penises.
I know, that's going to be a post for tomorrow morning.
Crazy.
Oh.
Disposable.
Disposable.
Actually, it's even better than that. They have like.
They have spares.
No, they have like a spool.
A spool of penis.
A spool, yes, a penis spool that they unwind as they need it.
Hey, Brita, do you know what other mollusks also do that?
Squid.
Cephalopods, yeah.
Oh, cephalopods.
Mm. Yeah.
That's right. The male squid will grow a tenth arm, and
that's what she said.
Break it off inside the female squid. Well, they're not really sure where they break it off on, but it does get broken off.
Okay.
It's for her use.
Mm-hmm.
She might be into it. It's just like praying mantises biting the heads off their lovers. You know, sometimes some species are into that.
Yep.
We are not to judge.
And you thought people were kinky.
Oh, God. I never thought people were kinky.
Oh, no.
I was a biologist long before I became sexually active or particularly sexually interested.
Oh.
Yeah, people think my fucked up sexual interests tie to somehow my actual bedroom behavior, which I will tell you is goddamn fucking boring. Weird beer would not make a good move.
You've seen all those, what is it, green porno with Isabella Rossellini?
I love those.
I sure as fuck have.
I love the snail one. The snail one is very dramatic.
Yep. But I have to say, I had to look it up on the do dolphins actually fuck each other in the blowhole? And that is, in fact, scientifically documented.
Hooray!
You know, mammals.
I mean, it's one of those. I mean, I know that dolphins are by far the most depraved creatures in the ocean.
Hey, if people had a blowhole in their head, there would be entire websites dedicated to.
All I gotta say is a blowhole is considerably less disgusting than a butthole.
Well, there you go. It'd
be a blowhole job.
Hey, let's have some intro sound.
Okay.
Beep music. We're losing listeners.
And it's Thursday, February 14th, 2013. It's time for the Squirrel Report.
Now that we've got the romantic portion of the show.
That's right. It's Valentine's Day. Have you given up the butt yet?
It's Valentine's Day. Have you broken it off inside her yet?
Okay.
For the squids, let's
say. Yeah. I love you, Jay.
Oh, Lord.
I'll make love to you, cephalopod style.
People are hanging up on the show.
They are.
Come on, pull it together. We're talking about guns here.
A new YouTube sensation from Korea, cephalopod style.
Oh, no.
Wait till you see Alan's squid dance.
No.
Oh, someone needs to do that shit.
No.
It's the most popular video on the internet.
No.
Crazy.
No.
Well, we do. We only have an hour, remember?
Yes, that's right.
So we have to get to it.
You know, this is actually a, I didn't want to go with the pun, but
okay.
It's an inflammatory squirrel report.
I giggle snorted.
I know.
Interesting conflagration of terms.
Yes. Conflagration.
God, too soon, maybe?
No.
Maybe too soon.
It's never too soon. Yep.
Isn't it pronounced conflagration?
thank you, weird. 20 minutes later. Hey, wait.
I won't lie. I'm a little drunk.
Perfect.
Weird Beard had spent a long day in the office and missed his train, so he decided to go to Boston Beer Works.
Hey. Good for you.
That works.
Very good for me. It was medicine.
So, like I said in the thing, the announcement thing on the internet thing.
Hold on, let me take a drink of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's career ending, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't even want to get into that.
I
think we need to get into
I don't really want to talk about Dorner because we, you know, that is what it is. I mean, crazy, you know, who knows? You know, was he a crazy murderer that killed people? Yeah, probably. But that's neither here nor there. It's not really what I'm concerned about. And, you know, did the cops go nuts? Yeah, some of them did. But that's not really what I'm concerned about, too, because cops, frankly, have been going nuts and killing innocent people for, like, forever. I mean, ever since, you know, the first cop, you know, he turned around and beat the shit out of somebody for, you know, not respecting his authority. The thing that concerned me the most was the apparent willingness of a surprising number of people that, you know, are you know, Second Amendment advocates, and to just basically roll over and be okay with the just absolute trampling of at least half of the Bill of Rights. You know, this. And I've said it in a couple other places. You can't, if you're, you know, I know probably not everybody that's listening to this is a gun person, but I'm, you know, the vast majority of them are. And, you know, we're trying to get the rest of the country to respect Second Amendment rights. And you can't expect people to respect Second Amendment rights if you're not willing to respect the other rights. You know, if you think it's okay for the cops to burn out somebody just because he's a bad guy and you don't like him, then, you know, what can I say? You know, it's, you either have to, you know, it's like we tell the liberals, you know, you don't pick and choose the rights you're going to protect and defend. Right. You have to do them all or they're worthless. They you know, it's kind of like that snake that's all chopped up. You know, you got to stand together because the rights are a unit. It's the Bill of Rights. It's not, you know, they're a unit. They're separated, you know, first, second, third, fourth, so on. But they're a unit, and they stand and fall as a unit, because if you pick them apart, what happens is they fall apart. You know, if you're going to say the Fourth Amendment doesn't matter anymore, then the cops can just come in and, you know, do whatever they want, whenever they want. And, you know, all of a sudden the other rights kind of don't matter. You know, same for the Second. If you don't have the Second Amendment, you have no way to protect yourself against tyranny. You know, in the First Amendment, if you don't have the First Amendment, you've got nothing. You've got no free speech. You can't criticize the government. You can't, you know, so the whole, you need them all. And it's,
damn it, they're not stationing troops in my house. So the third Amendment is rock solid.
I think the Third Amendment kind of, if they can't station troops in your house, they damn sure can't burn it down.
Well, actually, realistically, what it is your tax dollars are going to pay for them. Our tax dollars paid for that stupid shit.
Well, maybe they will, maybe they won't.
I guarantee they will, because number one, the insurance company sure as fuck is going to pay for it. Because no, I got to say, when I was riding home this evening, I decided to do some reading up on the LAPD's responses, and they're pretty much not quite. They're not going so far as openly admitting that they burned that house down, but they're also sure as fuck aren't saying, "Oh no, he probably burned it down." No, they're saying, "Yeah, we probably did burn it down. We just didn't mean to."
No, they meant to.
Oh, they meant to, though.
They absolutely meant to.
They have audio recording of saying, "Burn it down like we planned."
Burn that motherfucker down. That's pretty clear cut to me.
Not just burn it down, but burn it down like they had pre-planned this.
Yep.
Like we planned was, you know, part of the audio recording. And that you know, it really just indicates that they, I mean, and add that in with the whole, they're going around shooting pickup trucks just because it's a pickup truck. And, oh my gosh, the guy drove a pickup truck. It's pretty clear that, you know, they were not interested in capturing him. They were not interested in giving him due process. They weren't interested in anything but killing him.
Let's call it what it was. They were acting as death squads, like we read about in fucking Central America.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, we devolved. California devolved into a banana fucking republic.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With the police roaming the streets, firing at anything that moved with no accountability.
Jay, you say devolved as in like there was a change.
Yeah, I mean,
fair point.
I mean, it's one of those they were shooting homeless people months before Dorner even started making a scene.
That's called practice.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, you know, I don't know the facts, but you know, my instinct is that Dorner was, you know, at least crazy. Definitely, you know, I suspect that he actually did kill those people.
He was definitely crazy.
Yeah.
He wrote up that big long manifesto, didn't stick to it in the least.
Right.
Was, you know, going around causing mayhem that didn't start his, you know, qualm. And in the end, if he did have a beef against the LAPD, it's not, I mean, the media won't talk to us. The media won't say, you know, oh, we gotta do, you know, they won't do a 10-part miniseries on, you know, on how all these, you know, congressmen and senators are violating, you know, the Supreme Court's ruling and, you know, Heller and McDonald. But they sure as hell will do stories on police brutality and police racism and police misconduct and all that. They, you know, the media hates
they love that
just as much as they hate gun owners.
Especially, especially if it's an African-American police guy that's been discriminated against.
And African-American police person. All he'd have to do is just, you know, talk about how awesome Obama is and how shitty the LAPD is. And they do a 10-part miniseries, no matter how thin his justification was. So he could have gotten his word out without killing anybody, without hurting anybody, without doing anything bad. And he decided to do it the other way.
Right.
And that definitely gets rid of all of my sympathy points for him.
Well, I have absolutely no sympathy about Dorner. The problem is that
let me just say,
go ahead,
that there's a lot of speculation, and you know, we assume he killed these people, and we assume he's crazy, we assume this, and now we'll never know.
Yeah.
All we will know is that the cops fucked up. They fucked up. And there's a lot of reasons why they fucked up. And I think what happened was, I think there was kind of like a mass kind of predator instinct switch that got flipped. And suddenly you've got like mob rule. I mean, was there one policeman in that whole crowd of policemen there that said, hey, maybe this isn't such a great idea. Maybe we should wait him out. No, it seems like they were all fired up and they wanted to get their guy. And you know what happens when there's mob rule, right? It's like lowest common denominator.
Yep.
That's
and
assuming.
Unfortunately, in this situation, the mob was the cops. There was nobody thinking with a level head. In my opinion, nobody stopped and said, "Hey, wait."
Oh, absolutely. Hey, let's remember, this is a world where the news media refers to James Holmes and what the fuck is his name? The Fort Hood guy.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah. They refer to Nadal Hassan as the alleged.
Oh shit. Ugh. Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Yeah, you can still hear me. Lost Skype. The computer I run Skype on crashed, so. Oh yeah, now I get a monologue, is that it? Yeah, I don't want a monologue. And they play some elevator music. Dun dun da da dun dun da da. Yeah, we're still on. Ugh. Everything can crash. So, anyway, boy, if something can go wrong, it will go. This is the Murphy episode. If something can go wrong, it did. Oh, what was it? The story of my life, the Steve Martin style. It was born a poor black child. Ugh. Of course, now I have to wait for everything to restart. Oh, look, somebody's calling in. Thank God. Save me, caller. Save me.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, Jay. Oh, that's funny. Hang on, I'm about to fire Skype back up again.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's funny.
I just had to call it. See, look, now we're both here.
Yeah, it works.
You take more than one call at a time.
Yeah.
There's a nasty reverb. Though.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Skype's back up.
All right. I'm like, I can't. Look. There we go. All right.
Yep.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Goddamn, we need to unionize.
We can't professionalize until we federalize, Alan.
That's right. That's right. Skype fucks up one more time, we're going to deal with JG Shop Steward.
JG Stop Shop Steward. Man, I tell you, Raddus is like quick with the damn meme posters. He is.
Demotivational king.
He is.
He's definitely got an art for it.
I think he needs this like publicized or something.
He definitely needs to make desktop calendars.
I agree.
Desktop calendars.
That's right. I want 365 deploy the duct tape.
Yes.
There she is.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yay. What happened?
I don't know. The computer just froze up. And I was like,
I got cut off in mid-rant.
Yeah, I seriously think there's a problem with Skype.
Oh, please.
I think it's a conspiracy, man. It's the man keeping us down.
There's always been a problem with Skype. If there was anything that worked better than this, I would use it in a heartbeat. But
the LAPD burned down our podcast.
Yeah.
That was kind of a pickup truck, you know.
You know, there actually are better solutions for this. The only thing is they cost money.
Yeah, I know. So, it's finding a better free.
Yeah, it's
solutions. Yeah. That's the whole point.
Blog Talk Radio used to be okay. Well, yeah, you know, okay-ish. And then they wanted thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, this, you know, podcasting ain't cheap. It
never.
It costs money, man.
Well, maybe we can get a sponsorship from Smitten Kitten.
Smitten Kitten.
Yeah.
I never heard of that one.
What is
they
that?
Sell sex toys. They advertise on a lot of other podcasts.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or Ashley Madison.
No, not Ashley Madison. Well,
do you want to fuck people that aren't your husband? Go to ashleymadison.com.
Wow. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. Well, you
seriously,
don't have
Alan?
No.
Jay's a member.
You're getting gold.
Didn't they advertise on your website for a little bit, Jay?
No, but they contact me about advertising. I was like, yeah, no, I'd like to stay married. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't mind a sponsorship from the stock room.
What's the stock room?
The stock room?
Okay, let's move on.
You never seen the stock room, weird?
Oh, no, I need to hear this, Brita. Don't interrupt.
No, it's good. The stock room. Do Google the stock room.
Just tell me what they advertise.
They're adult toys.
Yeah, that's what Smitten Kitten has.
Yeah, okay.
But Smitten Kitten has a much better name.
Yeah.
Inflatable sheep are us.
Anyway, we were talking about violation of rights by
what
under
was the last word
authority.
We said?
I don't
where did I
remember.
Get cut off? I was mentioning
no
the fact
I don't
that
know. I don't remember.
You'll have to start over again, weird.
Well, I mean, I'm just pointing out that, you know, Nadal Hassan is the alleged Fort Hood shooter, and James Holmes is the alleged movie theater shooter and all of that. Even though people fucking saw him do it, and you know, they were caught at the scene, you know, with the weapon, yada yada yada. But they still have to say alleged because they haven't been convicted yet,
right?
And this guy will never be convicted. And I've got to say, I haven't seen the evidence for. I mean, honestly speaking, I'll say right now, I actually got caught on my blog doing the exact same thing. Was that I really never followed this guy at all, because frankly, you know, his story is particularly uninteresting to me.
Right.
I've really only been following the LAPD because that's the real story as far as I'm concerned. It's not the some freak shows killing people.
Right.
Some freak show killing people happens all the fucking time.
Right.
And there's not a law. There's not an action. There's not anything we can do to stop it. But the LAPD blowing away fucking innocent people because they kind of, sort of, maybe, sort of, in bad lighting, looked like the bad guy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's fucking news. And they went from, you know, so I don't know what evidence they have on him doing these shootings, doing these murders. You know, I mean, they certainly don't have anything on the last few people that he killed, allegedly killed.
Well, you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter.
And
if they did have evidence,
right,
it still doesn't matter. It doesn't.
What I'm pointing out is that that you said, you know, we don't have all the facts because nobody has all the facts.
Right. That's what a trial is for.
And let's face it, the facts are really fucking blurry at this point because we've got a whole lot of eyewitness accounts by people who obviously have some conflict of interest.
Right.
And so, you know.
And apparently again, can't tell one truck from another.
Yeah. I mean, I've got absolutely no sympathy for this guy. But let me tell you, if there was somebody who needed to stand trial and get totally pilloried, it was this guy.
Absolutely.
And he's not going to because they burned the fucking house down with him in it.
I don't think they fucked up. I think they did exactly what they planned on doing.
Yeah. I guarantee. Oh, yeah.
That was no mistake whatsoever.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, come on. There wasn't even the get your hands where we see you and get out of the truck to the two women.
There was nothing. They just
opened fire.
As if it does anything. When you're directly behind a truck and you're in in a cruiser that's more than likely, you know, got Kevlar plates in the doors, there's no real risk in saying get out of the fucking car because you've got your guns drawn down on them. In the event that they turn and shoot, the chances of those first couple of shots doing any damage whatsoever is nothing, and then you can light the whole fucking thing up just like they did. And that'll settle things pretty quick. And nope, they just went, oh, that maybe is kind of sort of him in really bad lighting.
Yeah.
Let's blow the living fuck out.
They didn't even do that because that back window of that truck was tinted. They couldn't have possibly seen who was driving that thing. They didn't even check.
It was two little ladies.
Yeah. That's not mistaken identity. That's no way.
That's the two ladies together. Weight as much as the guy they were looking for.
Yeah, Brita made a great comment sometime yesterday or the day before that, you know, this whole, you know, we have this, you know, innocent until proven guilty thing. And it's not it's not innocent until proven guilty unless you're somebody we don't like.
Right.
It's especially innocent until proven guilty if you're somebody we don't like, because the risks of not doing that. You know, like old Blackstone said, you know, better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to jail. And it's even worse than that because, you know, you look at costs and you look at benefits and the costs in freedom and the costs in, you know, not having to live in a police state, you know, it's worth having a few criminals run free. You know, here's the thing. Criminals run free all the time.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yes.
You know, for everybody that gets arrested and put in jail, there's hundreds of more that never get caught. And, you know, they're doing criminal activity, you know, from smoking a doobie to robbing a house to killing people, and they never get caught. So the idea that, you know, if we don't lay waste to LA to catch this guy, you know, then there's going to be criminals running loose in the streets is complete bullshit because they're already there.
He was a special criminal. He was a special criminal. He killed a cop.
But cops, I'm sorry, cops are not special.
They think they are, and they have, you know, that's
part of the problem. Kind of
part of the problem. They think they're special, and they
lie to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know. I mean, the simple fact is they opened fire on not one but two vehicles that were completely different than the description given. And has anybody been fired? Has anybody even gotten their free paid vacation?
Not that I know of. No.
Not even description given. I mean, it's one of those things of I would get that if the description was it may have been a Nissan Titan, but they actually caught him. Full face. I mean, I saw the surveillance videos that the LAPD themselves released, and it showed Dorner. You saw his full face, just as good as any of these, you know, these shots that have been put up on billboards and things like that. You see his full face. It's obviously him getting into a gray Nissan Titan with the license plate visible.
They had it on a billboard outside of San Diego State University.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. Like, you know, I know the cops here in the middle of the night will go and run license plates in motel parking lots.
That's how I got arrested.
So, okay. And so I'm thinking these people didn't, you know, the LA cops didn't run a plate maybe before shooting up the pickup truck.
Yeah. They didn't call it in. They didn't do anything. They just started shooting.
It's crazy.
Yep. No, that's Brita. You're sounding like you don't remember my arrest
there
story.
There are six officers on paid leave, so they did get the free vacation.
Oh, okay.
I can see it for some paid leave.
If they get fired, if they are prosecuted, fall over dead. I will give $100 to the Brady Foundation.
Never
if
happened.
Any of them suffer any consequences whatsoever. $100 right now. I will write a check to the Brady Foundation.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
The fact that they haven't posted, like, the names of these cops in the news, and they haven't said, hey, here's the cop that is just randomly shooting at civilians, that his face hasn't been in the newspaper or,
well, they have
you
to
know.
Protect his identity because he's innocent until proven guilty, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Interesting, isn't it?
Funny how that works.
Yeah, funny how that works.
You know, but... You know, the reaction of the police aside, the thing that troubles me even more than that is the reaction among the citizens of the United States that apparently don't have a problem with any of this.
Right.
And they're like, you know, I've seen reactions everywhere from, hell yeah, kill that motherfucker, you know, to, you know, well.
Go, motherfucker, go. Kill more cops.
Right. It's just. Yeah, exactly. On both sides, weird. I mean, there's a whole shitload of people that think this guy's like some kind of like cult anti-hero, and you know.
Oh no! Let's call it what it is. They think he's Robin Hood, and let's face it, Robin Hood is a fucking criminal. Robin Hood's a hero only because the stories were written that way.
Right.
But I gotta say, if there was a Robin Hood actually running around in my neighborhood, I'd shoot the motherfucker myself.
Yeah, it's kind of like you have the one faction that is treating Dorner kind of like the anti-hero, rah rah, you know. And then on the other hand, people are making heroes out of these cops who. Really broke the law that they're supposed to uphold, in my opinion.
Ed St. Jack just posted a really interesting comment. The most amazing part of the story is that he got fired in the first place.
That is true. Which makes me think there's more to the story than what we know. 'Cause
all we've been told is that he filed a complaint against another officer.
Right. Huh.
Now, who was that officer? Nobody said anything.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's heard about the complaint.
What if it was his captain? What if it was one of the guys who worked the case about the alleged shootings where two people were killed?
Yeah.
What evidence do we have that he was behind those killings? Do we have witnesses?
Which is a good reason why that they should have tried to bring him in so we could have figured out the whole thing.
I mean, he claimed to have done it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I won't lie. When I started finally reading about Dorner's case himself, I gotta say that, you know, obviously, you know, I'm a human being living in fucking reality and know that, you know, we don't live in a Hollywood movie, but god damn it, you know, it sounds like the plot line to 21 Blocks.
Yeah, it does.
Or
I was thinking
whatever. Yeah, I know what you're saying. One of those cop movies. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's you know a bunch of dirty cops.
Right.
That are feeling
Serpico.
Serpico's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's just a bunch of dirty cops running a dirty racket, and suddenly another cop comes in and starts throwing his weight around, and the cops go, well, shit, we got to get this guy to play ball, and when he decides not to play ball, we kill his ass.
Hey, we got a caller.
Oh, yay. Goody.
We get callers?
Yeah. Area code 217.
You got 20 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit?
That's a
yeah,
first.
Oh, shit. Oh, was, shit. I didn't think I'd be on that quick.
Hello.
Oh, you call, we answer.
Hello.
Greetings, caller.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jeff Kendall. I think I lost my train of thought. Now you guys were fast picking up the phone.
I hope you're as drunk as I am.
Yeah, pretty much. You guys were rolling tonight, so I drank a couple extra. Just real quick, last night watching the news, I was talking to my boss when they first surrounded the place. It's like I said something about, yeah, they're going to, you know, do a Waco on him. Mm-hmm. And they did. And then the news said something about we had the helicopters backed off because they don't want him to look at the TV and see what, you know, escape route or where we're at and all that. Yeah. And then after the flames and the smoke and all that, somebody came on the TV and, you know, it could be all wrong reporters and whatnot. But they said it was an older cabin and nobody lived there a while and there was no electricity or cable. And I'm like, well, if there's no electricity or cable, then why do you want the helicopters to back off? And yeah, then they burned it down. And
they don't want witnesses.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And then I read the Allen's thing where he commented on the other thing, and I won't mention blogs, whatever. And I pretty much, I'm telling my boss the whole time, I'm like, yeah, look at this, look at this, look at this. This is, you know, exactly, you know, I don't want to be a toady or nothing, but yeah. Anyway, and I had like some other train of thoughts trying to say we're breathing.
Well, aren't they trying now to make recording the police a crime?
Oh,
like
they've
if you take,
they've
been
that.
Trying for a long
it
time to do that, and it's just part of the culture. I think that they think that they are special somehow, and they're not.
Well,
Chicago's
been they had a law. I'm in Springfield, Illinois. Okay, no concealed carry, and I'm 1 mile from the Capitol where they make all the laws. By the
mm-hmm.
way, so I'm kind of in this. I'm a big reader.
You're about to have open carry.
Pardon?
You're about to have open carry.
Constitutional carry.
Yeah, if they don't pass
No. I don't think we'll get constitutional. The if you want to go on a tangent.
Oh, we're all about the tangent.
Yeah. This is the tangent.
Yeah, well, you guys
report.
Are good at that. Yeah. The bill that they're pushing now here in Illinois, if it stays the way it is, the neat thing is if you have, you know, like I got a Pennsylvania permit, easy one to get, you know, $35, whatever. But then I'll be good for 180 days if it passes. If it doesn't pass, it's constitutional, but they're going to try to pass something. They have to. But I think we're going to get shall issue, which is the big thing.
Well, you're getting shall issue
may be fees.
You're going to, unless they can appeal that decision, which it seems unlikely, you're getting shall issue no matter what, because that's what the judge has decreed.
Well, yeah. Well, Lisa Madigan, the attorney general, and I'm not going that far because it's taking more than an hour, but she's trying to get non-blanc hearing where they're going to have all 9 judges review it. I think they're probably going to turn that down. That's the consensus, and that's not my opinion. That's just what I've read.
Yep.
Which means then they'll have to pass some form of reasonable concealed carry, and our side is we're not going to let them get, you know, oh, the sheriff's got to do this, or, you know, some politician's going to decide it.
Well, you're kind of in the
shall issue.
Yeah, you're kind of in the position of Obama and the sequester, right? Because, you know, if the Democrats don't roll over and pass some sort of shall issue, then they get worse from their point of view. They get
constitutional carry to be cool. But what's weird is it's not the Democrats. It's Chicago, because even the Republicans in Chicago are against it. And there's very few of them. And nationally, we got Kirk, and Kirk's the only frickin' Republican that is wants to go all Obama on the national shit.
Yeah.
You know, our Senator Kirk, you know, and we ain't going to talk about Durbin. Fuck him.
Yeah, look at New York and tell me that Republicans are pro-gun.
Yeah, anyway, big tangent on the whole Illinois.
That's fine.
But yeah, I'm right here in the middle. I know you got a couple of Massachusetts guys up there, and you got bad laws, and I think they just did a assault weapon ban in Ohio, I just read online, too, so.
Yeah, but only Massachusetts had martial law declared over a snowstorm.
Yeah, I read that too. No, I, you know, ain't going there. Anyway,
hey, I heard they closed the liquor stores.
Thanks for calling.
Because of that snowstorm, they shut down the liquor stores in New Hampshire.
Just the state liquor stores. You can still get beer and wine.
What's going on in New Hampshire?
So wait a minute. Let me, because this kind of ties in with this whole Bill of Rights constitutional thing that we're going on about. So the governor basically said it's illegal for you to drive. Now, did he have authority to do that, or was he just?
Yeah. From 1978, we had the same thing.
The giant snowstorm, right, in 78.
Exactly. And the governor came out and said it was this time. It was after the storm because the roads were impassable, and there were cars just abandoned on the highway, so they couldn't even clear the roads because they had to clear up to the cars, tow the car away,
and then keep going. Right.
So, at the start of the storm, it was decreed there's a $500 fine and up to a year in jail if you were driving.
Unless you're me, because I had qualified immunity.
That's right. Weird and I are journalists, so we're media. We're exempted.
No, I mean, I'm not gonna talk about my employer, but I mentioned that, of course, being that I work with animals and animals don't take weekends off, I said, thank God I didn't have weekend duty because I'd have to drive in, and that would have, because there's the trains weren't running and all of that, so I'd have to drive in, and that'd be breaking the law. And he said, flip your badge over and have a look. And I realized, oh, I've got exemption for emergency circumstances.
How about that? Yeah, you're right, because animals don't give a shit if it's snowed in. They still want to eat.
Yep.
Funny. Selfish animals.
Yeah, damn it.
Damn it. You should have a barbecue. You should have called
that is,
me. My media exemption, because the media was exempt.
That is one of the downsides of being a biologist is that if someone says you may have to work weekends and holidays, that's pretty much understood.
Yep.
And I have worked a shitload of weekends and holidays.
Yeah, so have I. So anyway.
Not in sales. I'm drinking on the weekends.
Yeah. So, you know, this and again, I think, you know, Dorner probably was, you know, some sort of, you know, definitely deserved being arrested and having a trial.
Right.
Cops, definitely off the reservation. You know, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. You know, I'm not saying.
And let's be fair. Even if they didn't act beyond the pale, which they did, I really don't think Dorner was gonna go peacefully.
I doubt it was either. Right. But
they certainly didn't give him the option. They certainly didn't call in Kevin Spacey.
There's a difference between suicide by cop, which is basically self defense, right? I mean, I don't care if you're a cop or not. If somebody points a gun at you and you have the right to defend yourself. You know, right. if Dorner is leveling, you know, if Dorner is shooting at anybody, cop or not, then, you know, he deserves to get ventilated. You know, I don't care what he did before. You know, you have the right to defend yourself, no matter who you are.
Right.
But what you don't have the right to do is go in and burn somebody's house down because...
You don't even have the right to go and kill someone because they've made threats
No, you don't.
One of the arguments was, well, this guy is crazy, and he wrote this big, long manifesto, and he was promising to go after everybody's family, and what about the children, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, was he currently in the process of going after those people's children? No, he was holed up in a cabin.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yep. In the middle of it. Yeah. Was he like running out shooting at cops? No, he was in the cabin. Like, what was he doing at that point that they set the cabin on fire intentionally? What was he doing? He was holed up doing nothing.
Again, all I have to say is that if you had the right to murder somebody, to kill somebody, because they had made threats that they had no intention or ability to carry out, then there would be a whole lot less anti-gun activists out there. Because let me tell you, I've had threats leveled against me. I know lots of people who've had threats leveled against them. Pretty fucking serious threats. But let me tell you, that's fucking dickless morons on the internet who had no ability to carry out those threats and no grounds to carry out those threats. But hey, let me just drive over to their fucking house because I know where they live. It's not like it's hard to figure that shit out. Let's drive out of the house and shoot them or burn the place down. Yeah,
but okay, like for instance, Bob just made a point, wasn't a cop killed on the scene? Yes. Well, there wasn't a cop killed on the scene. There was a cop wounded at the scene. But that still goes along with, you know, if we
saw them shoot, how do we know who hit them?
But that's beside the point. Even if he did, that still doesn't give them the right to go in and murder him. Because if he is not actively engaged in shooting at you, you do not have the right to defend yourself with lethal force. I don't care who you are.
No, I don't.
Especially cops have the explicit right. I mean, you could talk about the vagity, the real vagity of citizen arrest. But when it comes to cops, they got handcuffs on them. Right. Every single one of those cops that were shooting full auto, I might add, into this house.
Yes.
They all had handcuffs on their belts as well as magazines. And
tasers.
I was watching the videos. There were long, long stretches where there weren't any shots being fired.
Right.
Did anybody hear any talk over a bullhorn?
Nope.
Did anybody hear
any talk? No, they weren't even trying.
A negotiator. Nah. Who was the negotiator on the
scene?
There
wasn't one.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't try.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope. Their full intention was, all right, here he is. Let's kill the fucker. And that is illegal.
But even all that, you know, I file under shit happens and you deal with it later. Because, you know, I mean, this is not the first crazy person that decided to go killing some cops. This is not the first time cops have gone off the reservation and hunted people down and killed them. I mean, it happens. It has happened throughout history. It happens all the time. The problem I have is the reaction of the people of the United States who don't seem to care, frankly, that the cops did this. You know, I think it is far more dangerous to the health of a free state that there are people that don't care that the cops hunted this guy down and tried and basically murdered him because then, and I've seen all kinds of reactions. Oh, he deserved it. Or, you know,
it's not for those cops to decide though. That's not their job.
No.
They're not judge, jury, and executioner. They're not.
And what'll happen,
Judge Dredd.
You know, here's here's the thing. This is how we got gun control, because they passed laws to keep guns out of the hands of undesirable people. Recent immigrants from strange countries, in the case of New York, and, you know,
you can
African
say greasers, and, Alan. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, it was to keep guns out of the hands of the Italians and the Irish.
To keep
New York.
The hands out of the criminals. I mean, we're talking about the Sullivan Act here.
Right.
I mean,
It was to keep the guns. Yes.
Sullivan was also a gangster.
That's right. It was to keep guns. It was to give the police an excuse to bust heads of the rival gangs, basically, because the boss Sullivan did not want these new gangs coming in on his turf.
Yeah, you can turn around to Boston with right now. Whitey Bulger is appealing his. The charges against him because he was said he was given immunity by the FBI because he was an FBI informant.
Right.
And, you know, allegedly an FBI informant. They're trying to say that he wasn't, which there's a lot of evidence that says that he was. And he was an FBI informant because he was perfectly willing to tell the FBI what the other gangs were doing because they'd go and arrest those fuckers, and it was easier to let the FBI arrest them and send them away than him to go and fucking blow them away.
And this is how we got gun control, because in the South, you know, they passed a law that said you couldn't, you know, they passed these gun control laws, like in Texas, where they said you can't basically until they passed the concealed carry law, it was basically illegal to carry a gun unless you were, quote, traveling. And the idea was, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, only the right people, you know, can carry guns, and the wrong people won't be able to. Because the cops, because if you were one of the right people, the cops would just look the other way.
Yeah, the same thing goes for, like, for Dodge City, the Wyatt Earp, the Wyatt Earp no carry law.
Sure.
Saying, oh, yeah, you know, Wyatt Earp was against concealed carry. Or, you know, carry of firearms. No, Wyatt Earp was against carry of firearms for the cowboys rolling into town.
Right.
The local tavern keeper was walking around with a hawk leg strapped to his leg, and Wyatt Earp was going, yeah, whatever, he's my buddy.
Exactly. Now, the problem is that, you know, a few generations later, a whole different flock of criminals are in charge. And they're using that same law that you were okay with then to deny you your rights now. So you know, the thing is if you're willing to ignore and give a pass on the police for violating the Fourth Amendment and violating the Fifth Amendment and violating, you know, every other damn amendment you want, because the guy deserved it. You know, he's a criminal, he's a liberal, he's a piece of shit, he's a murderer, he's a cop killer, he's a baby killer, he's a, you know, whatever. The problem that sets a precedent.
He's eating Palestinian.
By the way, I heard
blood.
And I heard Dorner one time rip the tag off a mattress.
Did he litter?
I heard that he may in fact be a known sodomite and a member of the Communist Party.
He might be, but here's
what's really interesting.
But the problem is when you do that. When you allow them to do that for people you don't like, guess what they're going to do when you do something they don't like?
When they
again, we come back to Obama drones are okay, Bush drones are evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, from a gun control perspective. You know, the whole gun control thing right now, there's kind of that feeling of, well, only the police are qualified to carry guns. And, you know, no, but it ties in with a lot of the mentality that, you know, a lot of people don't care that they hunted him down and got their right. guy and killed him and he was a bad guy and we have to trust the police kind of mentality.
You know, when people say that only the police are qualified to carry guns, yeah. they're not. They don't mean well. At least when politicians say that only cops can carry guns, the there's two kinds. There's the stupid ones that actually believe that cops have some sort of special training and special magic. Then there's the other kind that are cynical sons of bitches that when they say only cops are qualified, they're not saying because cops are trained or special or anything like that. They're saying it because cops are blessed by the state and are instruments of the state and thus
cops belong to them.
Exactly, cops belong to them.
Yeah, they're our guys. They're the good guys.
Not even good. They do what we tell them to.
Oh, okay.
They're our bastards.
can I make one other unrelated point?
Sure.
Do you know what I find really interesting? Who haven't we heard from? You have a black man burned to death by the LAPD. Who has not been in the news?
Shocking. What can he say?
Are you talking about the Reverend Sharpton and Jackson?
Bingo.
And Obama.
Bingo.
Obama has not said anything either.
Yep.
Obama, who had to weigh in on the Cambridge police acting stupidly over the Harvard professor.
If I had a son,
and Trayvon is his son.
Yeah.
Trayvon is his son, and yet there is nothing.
Not a peep.
Yep. You know, if Obama had a son, he might look a lot like Chris Dorner.
Nah,
certainly, if he got Michelle's shoulders.
Wow.
Well, part of the manifesto that I really love, Dorner said something like, off the record, Mrs. Obama, I love the bangs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. He's making comment about her hair. I thought that was cute. Bless your heart.
You know, it's not cute, Mrs. Obama.
Well,
it's not really my thing. Sorry. I'm sure she's a lovely lady to someone, and by someone, President Obama.
The reason they're quiet about it is because he is an obvious leftist, and he's one of their people. You know, and I don't mean their people because of his race. I mean their people because of his politics.
Same idea with the dude that shot up the anti-gay people and had the Chick-fil-A on him.
Oh yeah, yeah. They got his map from the Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's right. The group that's there to identify the extremist groups.
Right.
Never mind that, you know, the extremists are identifying the extremists.
Yeah. So, you know, and it comes back to what I was saying earlier. The dangers of picking and choosing and ignoring Bill of Rights because somebody happens to be reprehensible in your opinion, it is too dangerous to let that happen. Better, honestly, better to have let Dorner go. Better to let him escape to Mexico than for the cops to shoot up cars and burn that house down.
Yeah, but if he escaped to Mexico, he'd have all kinds of guns from the Fast and Furious program, so that doesn't work either.
Or he gets shot by the cartel.
Because it's not a binary thing. It's not, you know, it's not this guy's horrible. And it'll be, you know, the end of the world if we don't catch him and put him away or kill him or whatever. Because there are, I guarantee you, there are thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people just like him, loose on the streets today, all over the country. And they are never going to get caught. They are never going to get arrested. They're going to keep doing the things they're doing. So, you know, it's not, the question is not, you know, if we don't catch this guy, he's going to, you know, it's going to be, you know, the crime rate's just going to shoot up because he's so horrible. You know, there's horrible people out there already. So one more horrible person is not going to matter.
Fucking people who have been caught. People who get caught and then serve, you know, 10% of their fucking sentence.
Right.
And then are on quote unquote parole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, just read Jay and I's blog. I mean, we extensively do it on these type of people.
It's almost to the point where a released con who doesn't return to a life of crime,
it might
as well be a damn miracle because it's so rare. It practically never happens. You know, the guy that after breaking the law zillions of times, being arrested 20 or 30 times, finally gets put away for a long stretch in the pig house. You know, spends his 10 years or whatever and gets out, gets on parole. You know, he's at that point, he's going to go, wow, man, I made some really bad choices. It's time to shape up and turn my life around. That doesn't happen.
You know what I think is really, really sad that a lot of the people who were cheering on this Dorner, you know, online, they're like, you know, making him the big anti-hero. Part of the reason why they were doing that was it was this whole fuck the police kind of mentality.
Right. And which the police have brought on themselves. I'm sorry.
Well, right. But can I finish my point?
Yes, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
Christ. I've been trying to talk like for a half an hour.
Go ahead.
Okay.
So anyway.
I'm going to hang up. Forget it.
Go ahead.
Good night, everybody.
No, go ahead.
It's 10 o'clock. Good night.
Go ahead. See ya. We got time. Go ahead. Finish your. Oh, she went away. Oh, damn. Oops.
Sorry.
Now I feel bad.
You do.
Oh God.
But I mean, I think also the people that are saying, you know, oh, you know, go Dorner, kill more police. I mean, how many of those people have records?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those, you know, how many of those people are selling a little weed and are worried about the cops shaking them down for breaking the law?
Yep.
Oh, I feel bad.
I do too. What a
sucks.
I feel like shit now.
It's a little passive aggressive.
Yeah, she's not listening.
We love you, Brita.
Yeah, she's still not listening.
All right, Jay, say something angry.
I can't. I feel too bad.
I know. I'm all like crap.
I'm all verklempt. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah.
Well, it is 10 o'clock. It's time to wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, that was the show. We might have gone a little longer.
God.
but unfortunately, the police are burning down my house.
Oops.
Wow. Oh, no, it's okay. It's just rounds cooking off.
Yeah, that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just incendiary tear gas. Don't worry, it won't hurt you.
You know what I wonder is I didn't hear audio, but were the tanks that or those little armored things or whatever it was, were they playing, you know, this is not an assault
over the We are your friends. We come in peace. Yeah. Ack, ack.
You know what? I feel like I'm a little kid and I got in trouble and scolded because
it's the librarian powers.
It must be.
But come on, Jay just did a Mars Attack reference. That movie fucking is awesome.
All right.
Still have 2 out of 3 branches of government. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Jack Nicholson in 16 different roles.
All right. Well, we've beaten this one to death.
Yeah.
I could still beat it a little bit more. I still got a little bit of liquor left in my glass.
I don't want to hear what you do with yourself.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about you beating it, weird. Really.
And on that bright note, say goodnight.
We'll see you next week, as long as the police don't burn our houses down.
Yeah, that's right. Bye, y'all.
Night.